All right, the mics are hot.
Here we go.
I'll
get this one going.
That's interesting.
All right.
Which has worked out very well.
Smartphones.
GoToMeeting is up and running. No grant requests tonight. Updates. One change. All right. Ooh, I have a nice microphone here. See, Ken, you also get this microphone. And then you can make it official. Like. All right, we are ready. Today is January 8th, 2024. It's 4 p.m. This is a meeting of the Tourism Commission. Mary Jo, would you do roll call, please?
All right, Chairperson Waspy.
Here.
Linda Moritz, absent. Troy?
Here.
Zakia is absent. Fessenmeyer, here. Alderperson Howell?
Here.
Mayor Klein is not here. Laura Pisarsik, Comptroller, not here. And Stephanie Klein?
Here.
Have a quorum.
Yay! Comments from the public, limited to 5 minutes, limited to items on the agenda. Since it's just us, I'm going to go, there's no public in here.
Our fan club.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
Oh, here comes Dennis.
Oh, there's public. Dennis. Dennis, would you like to make a comment for 5 minutes? All right, approval of the December 11th, 2023 Tourism Commission minutes as prepared and distributed. Motion to approve. Second. I'll move to approve. Mary Jo nods, which I believe is a second.
No, actually, I'll put Troy. I just meant because you were making the motion and seconding it. So
second.
I got it.
No, that was a request for a second.
Okay, got it.
Second.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Great. Update from the fabulous Heather Jones, contractor for the Tourism Commission, Meet at the Lake promotional activity. Yay!
I will tell you a funny story. This morning, I was at the RIV, and John stopped by.
Oh, yeah.
And I asked him to get out of there because I think the snow is coming because of him. He was over there, we're doing Winterfest, and I was like, you can't do this yet.
Oh, yeah.
We're not ready for the snowstorm.
No, we needed to come.
I know, it's kind of like, it's a shift in thoughts. Yeah. So, Winterfest ready, but update, kind of looking at the last month. December, the way the holiday fell, was a little bit quieter, and I think everybody is recovering from all of the crazy illnesses that are going around. But looking at website analytics for the past 30 days, site sessions were just over 1,300, which is a 15% increase. Expected to see a little bit more post-engagement, but we're seeing it coming January now. Site sessions by traffic source. Our first place was Google, second place direct, third place was Facebook, which would be all of our social media ads that we started mid-December. Fourth place was Visit Lake Geneva, and following fifth was Bing. I had 54 active inquiries, which was up 7 from last month. We had 58 recorded for December 2022, so kind of staying on pace there. Average site session duration was 3 minutes and 5 seconds, which is a 9% decrease. Our site bounce rate was 55%, which was up 15% from last month. Wedding Wire and The Knot, our December statistics, we had 90 storefront views compared to 69 in our market category. I had 17 leads from that source, which was up 5 from last month. Looking at our hotels and lodging page, we had 75 page views, which was up 53 from last month. So I think that's a good sign that wedding season plans are starting to happen. Hotels are going to see that block pick up start to happen. People are planning those Lake Geneva summer wedding vacations. Average time spent on the page was 3 minutes and 59 seconds, which was up 1 minute and 44 seconds. So just really good movement there. We had the social media campaign that started December 15th that will run through April 15th. That is a month longer than I ran it last year to try to catch kind of that lull that'll happen as spring starts, to see if we can see a little bit more of an increase in inquiries and site tours with that. Prepping all the final details right now for the wedding show that will be hosted at the Riviera on the 20th. We are sold out of booth spots and registration is coming in really heavy. So connected with Cassie, who's kind of spearheading that today. We'll be working closely in the next couple weeks here. Something new that I just started doing, I listed the Riviera on Zola, which is a paid, you pay per lead or a membership. So I started the pay per lead first. I moved us to a pay per membership as of this month on a 3-month trial. I already booked a wedding off of it. So I think it's a really good site. Couples are using it a lot for the registry and everything. So really good movement there. Also another complimentary listing that I just enlisted us on is called Here Comes the Guide. They're up and coming. We'll see kind of what happens with that. There was no cost and obligation. Can't hurt. Nothing else to boost some of our Google listings and searches and all that. But so looking at total weddings for 2023, or total events, I should say, total events for 2023, we ended with 64 events. Currently have 50 on the books for 2024. 2025 is feeling a little bit slower than I'd hope, but I think that's going to go back to some of the post-pandemic numbers that we're going to be looking at futuristically, with only 4 right now for 2025. Looking at, well, I should say December. December closure things that we closed, contracts came in. I had no change for 2023 events. 2024, I had 2 wedding contracts returned plus 1 social event, and I have 1 2024 contract out. 2025, I have 1 contract out. Last year reported on December 6th, 2022, we had 53 events booked for 2023 and 11 booked for 2024. And that's where I talked that we're not quite as strong moving to 2025 as I'd like to see. So we'll kind of work on filling in some of those dates. I have an update compared to what's in the packet. Laura P. was out the latter part of last week, so I did not have updated year-to-date numbers from her before she was out. So I do have some updated numbers compared to what you have there. Our end of year 2023 numbers finalized, what it's looking like right now is $307,281 for rental revenue, catering revenue. This could still increase a little bit. We've got some invoices out, was right at $48,795.
Looking good.
Any questions? Yeah, doing good.
I like that you're concerned with 2025 already.
Isn't that crazy to think about? I have a tour this weekend for a 2026 bride, and I was like, are you guys still going to be together? No. But yeah, it's crazy to think that you're thinking that far in advance for 2025, 2026. So
does the attrition fee go up the further out the wedding is?
I don't do contracts more than 2 years out because of all of that, but yeah, it should. Or flight risks and, you know, but...
Flight risk.
Great. Good. Zola will be interesting to watch. I'm not familiar with it.
I'm really impressed with it so far. We'll see if it continues, you know, post-engagement season and see, like, the real leads that come after this boost. But it seems to be quality leads. And then I already booked one, so I think that's a great return already.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
out of my own curiosity, what changed from 2018 to 2023? The year by, not year by year, but just year from those 2 years, what did we...
I wasn't in this position in 2018, so I don't know. My predecessor started end of 2018, right, Brian?
I think so.
Tail end of, like, October 2018.
That sounds
previously,
right.
It was the Harbor Master that handled all of this process, so I don't think things were answered very quickly, especially in the heat of season where they're on the beach dealing with all of that and split some of the responsibilities to make sure people were getting tours when they needed them. Things were being a little bit more planned.
Okay. So more dedicated position just to getting events in there.
Yeah.
Okay.
And marketing and, you know, some of those things that the Harbor Master wouldn't have had the experiences of and know to look for new sites and marketing efforts.
I never knew that it was Harbor Master.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Yeah. They were still doing 146,000.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I
have an opinion on that as well. So in 2017, was the law change that kicked in about room tax? So the Tourism Commission was officially formed by statute in 2017. And I came in and filled out the end of someone's term in 2017. So it was very new. And then shortly thereafter, I think the Riviera was recognized as our quote convention center because we don't have one in Lake Geneva. And so then the Tourism Commission got more involved in it. We hired an independent contractor to help with bookings that rolled into weddings. And so it evolved to where management of the Riviera started to fall a little bit more under the Tourism Commission and less under the Harbor Master. And then I think that was well played because it shows not just in the management and people's satisfaction, but there was a change in fees at some point.
Mm-hmm.
We put money into from the Tourism Commission to remodel and do some work there. The city did, of course.
That was huge.
Yeah. That was huge, right? So there were a lot of things that went into the Riviera, but I think it's, to me, in my mind, and I'm just one voice here, but I've watched it turn more into our convention center that's managed partly by the Tourism Commission. Oops, and I think that helped tremendously.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. Good. Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm line number six too, so I'll just hang out.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Just stay right there. Any other questions for Heather regarding agenda item number 5? So agenda item number 6, the Riviera agreement for events requesting to have rental fees waived.
So it did go through the process. FLR approved it. It went to council for final approval. And I'm assuming you're happy with it, or is there something else we now that we see it all together, is there something else missing?
I think it's working well.
Okay.
My only thought is I didn't see, and this could still be coming after it concludes, and that could just be kind of the lapse with Lana out right now.
Once the actual event is approved, it should come back to you.
So I know that it's kind of signed, sealed, and delivered. That was my only one thought on the process, but I think it's going well.
I was going to ask that because it says that you should get the form, your email, but then you're sitting there waiting to find out if it's actually approved. Also, I think the cost needs to be on there just so the council knows how much we're waiving.
That's a good point.
It could vary.
That's a good. So, do you want the rental fees listed out just generically, or should it be filled in what the
specific
retail value of?
Yep. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how you note it, but yeah, something so that the staff knows that you have a copy at the end. Yeah, a good point.
Mm-hmm. I'll get that updated and sent.
I did see somewhere, maybe in the council notes, that you had been given the dates for Winterfest with this form, but that's like you're saying. Some kind of guarantee that you get it after so you can book the dates.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool.
Do you mind taking care of that, signing it? Okay. Thanks. Thank you. This will fill in a huge gap.
Okay. Any decisions we need to make on that?
This was just a review, but kind of a discussion, but it,
Okay.
And I think, was the form included in the packet?
Mm-hmm.
Because I think that was the other thought process, make sure that that was publicly
that
included.
That everybody here can see it.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Cool. Awesome.
Thank you.
Great. I feel like on days like this, I should be more of a game show announcer. And up next, from our very own Visit Lake Geneva, the fabulous Deanna. I need to work on that a little.
Happy New Year, everyone.
Happy New Year.
In the packet, you will see for our January 8th update, we have our first partner meeting of the year on Tuesday, January 16th at Geneva Tap House right here in downtown Lake Geneva. And then we are proud to be hosting a ribbon cutting for the reopening of Fat Cats on January 12th at 4 p.m. So we hope you'll join us there. Public events, as we've been talking a little bit about Winterfest, we are ready for Winterfest 2024. We have our 15 teams all announced and promoted and or highlighted on our website, and we're adding details to that site regarding the schedule and different activities and schedules going on there. So you'll find our bonfires on the beach. We have our entertainment on the beach. We have the Fox Valley Fire Arts there again this year, giving performances on Friday and Saturday nights. So that is all up there on our website. You can learn about our different teams, what they'll be sculpting, the stories behind their sculptures. We are getting a lot of media attention for Winterfest again this year, as is the norm. We actually have three upcoming interviews coming up starting this week and then two next week. Lots of people calling, writing stories about it. So we've been doing a lot of phone interviews. So really excited about Winterfest coming again this year. year. Restaurant Week, Concerts in the Park, and the Electric Christmas Parade, I just leave on this list so you have those dates. We will start to be soliciting our restaurants for Restaurant Week this month so they can get it on their calendars, start thinking about their participation, and so we can hit the ground running in February, starting to promote Restaurant Week that's coming up in April. You'll see our earned media highlights list for December was quite long, so we're happy to see that Lake Geneva and the Lake Geneva region has made quite a few top lists, everything from affordable winter weekends, top getaways in Wisconsin, family-friendly spots, spontaneous weekend getaways, and the list goes on. We're really happy to see, again, that we've made another one of the New York Travel Guides list, where we are in good company from other destinations across America. But Lake Geneva made the list. I think it was number 39 on the list of 110 coziest winter towns in America.
We're protesting.
Yeah. We need to be higher on that list.
Yeah.
So again, really great articles, really great media attention, and we know that all media feeds more media. So not only is that media getting out there to prospective visitors to Lake Geneva, but it's also getting the attention of other media outlets to contact us and learn more. So we're happy to see that. Our marketing metrics are for year ending, or for the month ending December, but also include the year ending totals, and we're super excited that we have record numbers all across the board. So our visitor sessions ended the year, we're up 44% in visitor sessions over this December over last December, which brings us to a year-to-date total of over 1.5 million, almost 1.6 million visits to our website in the year 2023. Page views, we were up almost 73% in that, and I think we owe that a lot to our partners too for starting to help populate our event calendar. Our event calendar has become one of the most popular pages on our website, and so every hit to every event on that page or on that section counts as a page view, so that's just more traffic building there. So we've built the calendar, which then is now building our page views. We've also added quite a bit more blog content and a lot more stories and articles and things like that too. We have a lot of new partners this year, and so again, just it all adds up to wonderful traffic for the page views. So we ended the year at 4.3 million page views on our website, which is up almost 34% over 2022. And then sessions were up over 17% over 2022. And then our users, which is how many people are actually logging on. I mean, some people might log on multiple times, but we ended the year with 1.2 million users, unique users on our website, which is almost a 19% increase over 2022. And our online guide visits, so our visitor guide, we print it, and then we also publish it online. And we had over 67,000 visits to our online visitor guide, which was not too far off of what we actually printed, so that's really great to see that our digital guide is getting some traffic as well. Again, top cities and top pages you can read there. And again, events, Winterfest were top in December. Electric Christmas Parade, of course, was up there as well, being earlier in the month. Social media had a wonderful year in social media. We had gained over 800 followers. In December, and we had a 9.1 million reach on Facebook in 2023 as a total. Instagram, we gained 170 followers month over month, and we have over 422,000 impressions. Post reach in Instagram. We reached over 25,000 people on Twitter, almost 550,000 impressions on LinkedIn, and TikTok, for only being on TikTok for 6 months, we had over 388,000 views of our videos on TikTok. So I think that was a pretty strong start. So we're excited to kind of have a full year going into 2024 with TikTok. Email subscribers, we're still hovering around that 53,000 opt-in subscribers mark, so that's great. Open rate of 33% on our consumer e-newsletters, which is well above industry levels. Our visitor center rounded out their year with over 15,000 walk-in visitors to the center, over almost 3,000 phone calls fielded, over 10,000, almost 11,000 emails received and answered, and fulfilled over 10,000 visitor guide requests by mail. Hotel activity, we finally have a positive number. November, our occupancy was up 4.4% over November 2022. So again, this is month of November. We don't get our reports till a little bit later. So we see that as a positive, that our holiday activity in the area was really hopping this year. We had so many things on social media, comments, people asking about what to do, lots of calls to our visitor center. The weather was great. Of course, we had no snow, so traveling was easy for people. So so we're really hoping for really good December numbers for our hotel activity to round us out. Still, by the end of November, we're still about 1.5% down in occupancy over 2022, but we're hoping we finish strong with a great holiday season because our partners had so many wonderful things to do in the area. Meetings and events activity was a little bit slow in December, which is usually very common. A lot of people are taking vacations that time of year. Meeting planners are kind of like wrapping things up for the year and just kind of sitting back and waiting until January to hit the ground running. So there were four RFPs that came through our office in the month of December, which gave us a year-end total of 143 RFPs, representing almost 60,000 room nights and over 35,000 attendees. So Jill, our destination sales leader, is working on her final show plan. We plan on attending probably two or three more meetings and convention shows. We're also participating in Circle Wisconsin, which is a motor coaching group tour organization. So we're getting a little more involved in that. So adding a few more things to our list in the meetings and groups arena for 2024. Just wrapping up, we got a great year ahead of us. We're so excited for this 2024. Our winter media outreach is well underway. We have, as I mentioned, upcoming interviews on WTMJ Radio, WGN Radio, and CBS 58 TV between this week and next week. We have several live remotes at Winterfest already scheduled on Friday morning. Simultaneously, believe it or not, but we're gonna make this work. We're gonna do the dance with them. We have live remotes from both Fox 6 Milwaukee and which is at CBS Chicago, I believe. So we have two live remotes that will be there in the morning. And we're having them do interviews with teams, with Stephanie Klett. We're going to enjoy that. And so we usually get TV remotes last minute, too. Usually when they're doing their schedule for the week or the week before, we'll get weather reporters, traffic reporters coming out to do live segments at Winterfest too, so we're looking forward to that. The Weather Channel has done live remotes with us for the last 2 years as well. They actually were at Yerkes Observatory for the world's tallest glass tree this year through our media outreach for that, and so we reminded them, don't forget about Winterfest. Also, the Lake Geneva Bundle Up, we finished that project up at the end of December, and through the generosity of our local community, we collected over 1,211 winter clothing items that were donated and distributed to Walworth County children and families, so we're happy to have done that. Lake Geneva we're also hosting the Wisconsin Governor's Conference on Tourism March 10th through the 12th at Grand Geneva Resort, and that brings up 600 to 700.
It's near 1,000.
Is it near 1,000? No, I'm sorry.
Yep.
So lots and lots of visitors for that. Coming in starts on a Sunday and ends on a Tuesday night with the governor's banquet. A lot of people also, we know, just in talking anecdotally to people, they're going to be hanging around for a couple days after. So we'll make sure we show them a good time. And then the Lake Geneva Region Visitors Guide, the 2024 Visitors Guide, we are just about to press. That'll be online within a few days and then in our hands within about 2 weeks for the 2024 season. And then we are also actively working on our next Donald Driver commercial, which will be a winter commercial. So we are happy the snow is coming, so we have some real live snow for him to enjoy. But we're working on the logistics of that, and look forward to another fun campaign with Donald this year there. And then we'll be filming again with him in the fall as well. So.
That is a lot.
That's just the tip of the iceberg.
I want to kick off with one question. The email subscribers,
mm-hmm.
And it's been a while since I've dug into this, but the industry average that I was aware of was about a 2% open rate is healthy,
mm-hmm.
right? And you guys have a 33% open rate?
Mm-hmm.
So you must be actively managing your list, or keeping, I mean, because that's 50,000 people that a third of them are consistently opening your email?
Yes. We use a third-party email service, and it does tell us, and we can see who opens their emails and who doesn't. Yeah. And after a certain time of sending them without them opening it, it will sort of scrub it sort of on its own. I mean, we have to approve it to be, you know, taken off because it is an opt-in. We don't put people's email addresses on there unless they say, yes, you can send me emails. And our rate of unsubscribes is very low. You can also, you know, if something you feel is spam or something like that, you can report it. We don't really get spam reports. So really, we're just delivering content that they've asked for. And we don't email too much. We send typically one to two a month. And the second one is typically about something really specific. Like this month, for instance, we sent out our normal one the first week of the month. Here's stuff going on, great things, you know, events coming up, and what to do for this season of the year. What to do with this season. But for instance, this month we're going to be sending a few more that are Winterfest specific. So we'll be sending one out this week saying, hey, get to learn about the teams, and kind of focusing on some of the teams, like, you know, last year's winners that are returning, perhaps, and then where to find some other things, and just sort of a teaser kind of an email. And then next week we'll go into a little bit different kind of information about Winterfest, like how to plan for Winterfest, and, you know, get more people to think, you know, I was thinking about it, but now I think I'm really going to go, and just feeding a little bit more information. But we don't oversaturate people's inboxes with our emails. Sometimes when you subscribe to something, you get something literally on a daily basis. It gets a little overwhelming, and I even find myself going like, that's a little too much. But it just depends on the content, and if it's relevant and it's easily digestible, that's one thing that we strive to do as well. And so, you know, we're just trying to do the right thing, but not over communicate. We also solicit subscribers at every chance we get, you know, on our website. We don't have pop-ups or anything like that, but for instance, when somebody orders a visitor guide on our website, there's a little box there that they can just one-click sign up, and they're signed up. So we just make it easy for people to get information from us. So, but yeah.
No, it's good. I think all of these channels, it's very, you know, marketers a lot of times will sell businesses on, oh, look at all these, you know, the size of this list we have and all of it. But a lot of it is garbage. Right? And so the social media, the email campaigns, you guys are razor focused on that, and you have a very relevant audience, and that's not easy to achieve. Right. So as these numbers continue to grow and you still have engagements like that, it's just impressive.
Mm-hmm. Right, and we really focus more on that open rate and that, the delivery rate too, that it's very close to what you deliver. Every now and then, you know, an email is bad, it just turns bad all of a sudden, or, you know, so there was a typo somewhere when they entered their email address. So you'll have some of those drop-offs. But, you know, when people sign up for something, it's what they're asking for. But we're focusing on that open rate, not so much on, the numbers. You know, we just know that they're quality numbers because they're staying. And we also accept the fact that there's going to be an ebb and flow over the seasons. There's some people who just care about Lake Geneva in the summer. Mm-hmm. So at the end of summer, we see a drop-off. But then we see an uptick around Winterfest time because, you know, that's the thing that they come back for in the winter. Or if Ice Castles is here, or Winter Realms, or, you know, whatever it may be, the holidays, you know, that we're promoting. So, you know, we see sort of that ebb and flow, and we're okay with that because we understand that people will come back on, you know. Mm-hmm. So we know that they'll resubscribe in the spring when they're thinking about summer. So,
great.
Yeah.
Any other questions for Deanna? Good. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Agenda item number 8, update from the bid. Hello. Love everybody's well this month. Last night seemed like 50% of the people had sniffles, and now...
We were talking about that as we were before starting, that everyone's been affected.
We're all
by
healthy
that,
now.
So.
It's blown through, hopefully.
Yes, yeah. So December was a really good month for us on the shop local promotions that we initiated through downtown. Our most visited pages were for shop and then downtown holidays. We had created a downtown holiday campaign centered around first our tree lighting ceremony and then various shop small promotions. We did a soft opening of TikTok for us. So we did a couple reels that featured businesses for the shopping season. Saw some great views there. By next month, we'll have analytics to share for the new year. Then we planned for this year adding a blog section to our website that will feature our interviews with a local. We'll have some guest writers as well as ourselves about different experiences in Lake Geneva. And then we added our Murals in Motion webpage with a call to artists at the first of the year. We've already received a few applications to apply for. There's four walls that we were looking for potential art. We'll be reviewing those in February with our committee and then going through the event application with the city because we'll be doing an event application plus then a public works application. It's two applications together. So our best engagement online was our visiting Santa visits for downtown in December, our holiday planning and shopping, and our placemaking interviews with a local. It was a little quieter on the side of our website this month, but year over year, we're up at about 50%, so we'll take it. And we reached on Facebook our 10,000 follower mark in December, so we were really excited about that, and saw a 50% increase in Instagram that this month. We really focused on the holiday lights, different opportunities of seeing the lake during winter, and that shows on Instagram. So officially, we didn't have any events in December. However, we did host Santa at various locations on Thursday evenings. Previously, we did a Saturday Santa event and then a Santa reindeer event, and we kind of shifted that to activate the area during the week since other hotels, restaurants, they host Santa during the weekends, so we could promote them successfully and then add in new services. So we saw really good feedback from that. We started it at Gallery 223 at our first week, and they had about 50 families coming through. The second week was at the library, and we were probably about 130 families during that time, and Santa even stayed a little later to make sure he saw everyone. And then the third week was at Magpies, Penn and Den, and there was a really cool winter landscape outside where people could take Instagram selfies, and they stayed and ate. And from the owner, he said that he saw an uptick in business by about 20% from families staying for dinner. So that was really nice to hear. We are in event planning season, though. We have got our event and marketing plan underway, which we are going to finalize at a special meeting that we have for the board of directors this Wednesday. So we'll be going over our strategic plan, our marketing plan, having those approved for all our events into 2024, and we'll be able to share those with the community soon. But we'll still be having our tried and true wine walks, Oktoberfest, of course, some other holiday promotions, and trying to introduce a new event or two for the spring. For beautification, we definitely focused on the holiday lighting. We are starting to take down some of that downtown. We'll be taking down the joy sign because we have to celebrate the Winterfest with all the sculptures because there's going to be amazing works of art there. And we are creating banners that are evergreen for 2024 that should be up at final design by February. So we'll have those up this spring rotating out. And again, with our murals, we had our call of artists launched. We have submitted a press release to a couple local papers, as well as reaching out to Milwaukee Journal Sentinel and the Chicago Tribune. So we'll see if that's picked up there. And then for our business communications and marketing, we did host a public discussion with the Department of Transportation last month for the Highway 50 reconstruction project. We are following up with a impact study from various communities within the Main Street program that just gives a projection of what kind of marketing campaigns we can help assist with in that future planning. We'll anticipate having some information available probably February, March, after the public session that's here at the city to be able to help support our businesses. And then again, we have our strategic and marketing planning session on this Wednesday, open to the public at 9 a.m. at Harbor Shores. And then our final small event in January, we'll be hosting our next BID meetup. It's a networking event featuring a brief presentation by the WEDC Main Street program, our regional directors, to talk about those next steps in Main Street. We are currently a Connect community, but we'll be going for our full Main Street accreditation in 2024. And then just one final note, we did register as a nonprofit for a foundation to coincide with the commission for 2024, and we are working with the tax exemption 501c3 right now. It's in order to enhance grant programming for downtown and create a facade improvement grant program so that we can help historically preserve some of our downtown businesses. So that's what we've been working on.
Nice. Questions,
yes.
Major?
I do. Did you have feedback because the tree lighting took place on a different weekend? Did you have feedback on whether that was a positive change?
Yes. So we did a business survey, and there wasn't much change in business on Black Friday because we did some promotional sales where they saw a lot more interaction on Saturday and Sunday from our website interactions. The feedback from the public was it was overall enjoyable. It was the most well attended in several years, and we had a lot of families in town to celebrate that. So next year we're trying to re-strategize how to keep them downtown even later after that tree lighting in different marketing capacities. So
but a second opportunity instead of just packing it all on one weekend with the parade.
Sure. Yes. Yeah. No. It was really good to hear the feedback of yes. If you're going to go to two events, you're going to choose the parade if it's in the one weekend because the parade is so epically wonderful. So to be able to do two weekends, yes, they were able to do that. And I will say that I was talking with the Grand Geneva because we are working with some beautification efforts for next year's Christmas decorations with them. And they saw an uptick in visitors on Black Friday after the tree lighting. So I think that it's really becoming an overall experience of coming here for the whole holidays, not just one weekend and then kind of being forgotten about. So, yeah.
Alex, your holiday decor this year was great.
Thank you.
It just, it was a beautiful improvement. I always like it, but you took it a step up.
Appreciate it. Yeah, we are allocating additional funds next year to just kind of year over year enhance it even more. And then we are partnering with like the police and fire department for different fundraising initiatives for beautification. And in return, we do donations to like the Shop with a Cop initiative and stuff as well. But I think that the more visibility we get, the more things we can do.
Yep.
So, yeah.
I think it's fantastic too that you're staying on the Highway 50 project and involving the downtown businesses. Yeah,
we just want to try to get ahead of the curve as much as possible to make sure people are still coming downtown when things happen. So
any other questions?
You're joining the Main Street program? What's that?
So the Main Street program is an accredited program through the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. And so right now we're in that first step. It's called Connect Community. And you have to be in it for a year before you can apply for Main Street. And the only really difference there is just the success of your organization. So like when you start, they're kind of, they want a couple things to get to that next point. So for Main Street, I was part of a Main Street program in another community, and you're just looking for healthy budget maintenance, opportunity for grant enhancement, and strategic relationships with the community. So we have all that in play. It's going to be an easy adaptation, and the benefits for us are a lot of marketing assistance through the state of Wisconsin. We have some grant opportunity for historic preservation projects as well as small business development. And then there's a lot of tech tools that can help our businesses. So we'll be hosting different networking events that help with, internal marketing for them or businesses have their niches, but not everything is their wheelhouse. So maybe, accounting or things like that the state helps instinctively. So.
And it's nice, too, because they do the statewide Main Street Awards, and it gets really competitive.
Oh, nice.
And
yes.
If your community wins, you've got bragging rights. All the communities come down to check you out and see what you've done. It's pretty slick.
Yeah, well, we're one of 88 communities in the Main Street program as a Connect community. Once we get the full Main Street accreditation, we'll be like the 38th, I believe. And then, we have just a lot more visibility as a marketing team as well. So,
state resource.
Yep, it's a state resource.
Great. Mm. Cool.
Thank you.
Great. Thank you.
Thanks.
All right, agenda item number 9, the finances. So I got a message from the comptroller with the holiday and the short turnover. She does not have them prepared. So I don't know, we don't know yet where we finish the year. I do know that we were planning to roll about $300,000 into 2024 of available money to make grants with. But then I think we exceeded, November, December exceeded our room tax estimates. So I know that we're in good shape. I just don't know what the exact numbers are. And the truing up at the end of the year always takes a little while. So I think by the February meeting, we'll have fresh finances to look at. But again, nothing changes for us in here until about June anyway. Whatever we rolled forward is what we have available until new room tax comes in. So yeah, that's the only updates I've got for finances. Okay. Agenda item number 10, there are no grant requests tonight, so we can roll forward. I will say, to make sure that it's on the agenda for next month, the Big Balloon Adventure, it has a different name, Balloon Adventure planned to come back to this one, and they didn't get on the agenda fast enough. So if you remember, I think it was November they were in here, we approved the grant so that they could get moving, but they were supposed to come back with their itemized... I had to go back and look at the minutes because I heard from a community member about that one.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yes, you did.
Yeah, so we did and reminded them, and they knew that they had to come back and present us with their updated marketing budget. So she has that prepared. It's ready to go. They just didn't get on this agenda. So they'll be on February.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, and then discussion agenda number 11. So Taco Fest. I had some communication with these guys about a date change, but of course that needs to happen in this room, so here they are to just let us know about the weekend they're switching to.
Exactly. I take full responsibility for it. I didn't look closely enough at the calendar and when we were deciding and planning. The real reason was because my involvement with Walworth County Fair is always Labor Day weekend. Sometimes it comes where the second weekend of September is when we want to do Taco Fest. Sometimes that becomes when the fair is on that first weekend. I only had 3 days between the two events, long story short, and I vowed to never do that to myself again. So I told Rob, let's push it back an extra week, not realizing that normally the second weekend of September is not that close to the Labor Day weekend. So we'd like to move it the week earlier, which is the 13th, I think 14th and 15th, instead of the 20th, 21st and 22nd. Is all. Like we normally have done, is typically it's always the second weekend of September. Mm-hmm. Which is all, so I think, is a Mexican Independence Day. So.
Yeah. I didn't see any conflicts with that.
No.
It's still off season, just a different weekend.
Now this is going to have to go through finance again, right? FLR again?
Any event?
Permits and stuff?
No.
Not for this. No. They don't need a permit for this one. And the only change will be, it's really on our side, mm-hmm. that we approve when they submit their invoices that the date of the event has changed. Mm-hmm. That's it. Anything else? Okay. I'll move to approve the change.
Motion to approve the change.
I'll second. Discussion? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Great. Okay, gentlemen, thank you.
All right, thank you.
Thanks.
Appreciate it.
You got it.
Good to see you.
Yeah. All right, agenda item number 12. This is the link on the city website and revisions to the tourism grant application listing on the city website.
This is the
I was tasked
that Zakiya
with this. Sent it to Lana, mm-hmm. and then she went out,
right.
and then I followed up with Vanessa.
Right.
I think... we might need to give her a little bit of time.
Yeah, but it's,
okay.
still, it's still in progress.
It's still in progress. And then I did connect with the point person at the Y, so as soon as we have it ready to go, it will get on their website for their baseball tournaments as well. So I connected those dots. I just don't, we don't have the site up and running yet. So on our docket,
it's moving forward.
And the only other issue might be to include it in the grant application so that it's in there as a requirement.
Mm.
So we'll have to look at that.
Okay. Yeah, I think, you know, it's good. Our year in here starts in April, our terms as commissioners.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that's it's usually right about that time that we look at the grant and make changes to it if we're going to adjust anything.
The application.
On the application, and
you want
then
me to put that for
I think so, a future agenda item.
Well, like May?
Right. Okay. I think...
May meeting. Okay. But it sounds like you're on top of it.
It should be done by April.
Right. No, I'm just thinking, but not only that, so that's part of it, but if it is going to go in the packet, that's a good time for all the commissioners to review, hey, do we need to make any changes to this based on what we've learned in the past year?
Makes sense.
Right. Or if there are new people, it gives them a chance to review the process.
Another thing might be we get from Dave the kind of after review, but it might be a good idea to put that on the agenda. That way there's discussion amongst the commissioners rather than just we get it privately.
Yes.
And that way we can talk about how to keep improving.
I think that's important.
Okay, so I'll note that for the May. Or, well, that could be on the agenda, though. Mm-hmm. How do you want me to do that?
On the agenda for May makes sense.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. No, you're right. I get those, and I look at them, but then we don't talk about them.
We don't have a chance to talk about them.
I've never seen one.
Oh, you're not on the...
No.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, you should be getting them. It's the, hey, here's the thing they turned in afterwards.
Yeah.
Like, okay. Okay. Yeah. Okay, let's let Dave know about that.
Once. That was in.
Are you sure you don't want that on next month, though? Because it's not really part of the grant application.
You're talking specifically the follow-up form.
Yeah,
let's review the follow-up form.
Yeah.
Let's put it on there and we'll make sure it's in the packet.
Right.
And then we can talk about it.
Okay.
And specifically, we're talking about what our expectations on reviewing that is. Because it's nice that it exists, but it doesn't make it into the room very often. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. And honestly, for the sake of the public, we could always include those, how the event went, in the packet after the event.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So in the future, if anybody wants to review,
yeah,
if an event comes around again that hasn't happened in 5 years, we can go back and look. And
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Okay. Agenda item number 13. Did I skip 12? Nope, we got that. The review waiver form.
That was actually number 6.
Yep. It's on page 14 in the packet, mm-hmm, if we needed to look at it. The only change there, Mary Jo, was the... what was your comment to put on there?
Putting the revenue.
Like,
that's right, the amount.
And then cycling back so we know how to pass the form.
The revenue, okay. Agenda item number 14, review of the 2024 contract with Visit Lake Geneva. That is also in the packet.
Yep. Just to make sure everybody's looking at the same document.
Yep. Right? And Brian, mm-hmm, I sent you and the mayor and the city administrator our 2024 business plan.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Did that need to go to everyone? Usually I just send it to...
We could put it in the packet, although I remembered saying to you, this is like a blueprint for how to really dominate. And I don't know that I would...
it would
be easy for our city competitors to take that as a blueprint of how, mm-hmm, to be awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I think to make sure the other commissioners get it, I can send that out.
Okay.
I've got it. Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, I was seeing by the 15th. I didn't know.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I didn't realize everyone did that, so thank you.
No, in the years past, I've always just done those three.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, so I will send the annual business plan for Visit Lake Geneva to all the commissioners. Mm-hmm. The mayor has it. I've got it. Okay.
Yep.
Great.
The admin has it.
Yep, I can do that.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Or I can
welcome. Okay. Okay, agenda item number 15 is just future agenda items. We made a pretty good list today, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Did we do this in 46 minutes?
We did.
Yes.
What are we going to do with the rest of our time?
This is weird.
It is a little strange. All right. If there's nothing else for future agenda.
Just come to Winterfest.
Come to Winterfest.
January 31st.
All your friends.
To February 4th.
Dennis. Come to Winterfest. Okay.
3 weeks.
Very good.
Yes.
I will move to adjourn.
Second.
Motion to second. All right, everyone.
Thank
All in
you.
Favor?
Aye.
Aye. We'll make it official.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I was hoping
everything
yes. We can just sit around and
bookie.
Do you want me to drive you back home?